didn't like it.
Redo.
No, we're sticking with it. This is you guys just entered the portal. The interdimensional gate of the second dimension. No, I don't like that one. Seventh dimension of the Cluttered Minds
podcast.
Yeah! That was all me. And it's just me tonight.
You can really
guys.
Throw your voice.
Wait,
that's talented.
Shut up, me. I'm just trying to. I'm the one doing the podcast, you guys. It's just going to be me today.
Yep.
I'm going to do the voice of Justin Nelson today, so it's going to be a very boring podcast.
Yeah. There's probably even going to be times when I talk at the same time, using both voices. So listen for that. It's crazy. It's crazy.
That's what makes this podcast special.
Yep.
I'm Alan Robinson, of course, along with my co-host. His name is...
The coast host with the most.
Yep. Is that what I said? I just woke up. That's your co-host, Justin Nelson, the big guy. Oh, actually, I think we should erase all of that, by the way. Start over. Oh, well, I want you to do the whole thing.
No.
Let's just leave all this. We're going to leave all of this. You start it now. Go.
All right, this is the Cluttered Minds podcast.
Uh-huh.
With yours truly.
I don't know.
The great.
Hmm?
Justin Nelson. And. Wait for it.
Oh.
His legendary sidekick. Oh. That's right, I said sidekick, not co-host. This is my show now, bitch.
Fuck.
Alan Robinson.
Hey, guys.
That was a perfect sidecast tone.
Yeah?
I like that.
I was going for that.
You were there. You were present. But you weren't in the way.
I was aware.
There you go. Good job.
All right. You're leading this.
All right. So what did you do this week, Alan?
Hmm.
Robinson?
What
recap
did I do
your
this week
for our listeners.
My week
all,
was...
both of them.
Oh, yes. The two listeners that will listen to this. Hi, George and Frankie. Those are not the listeners that will be listening to this. But all right. This week. It has been a rough week. I have played... a couple games. I didn't really beat any except one, but we'll get into that a little bit. Hurt my wallet a lot. My car. My little wee car is giving me some troubles. It's have something wrong with my rack and pinion, if you know what I mean. It,
been there.
Yeah.
But not really.
Oh. Okay. It's a great way to connect, though. I felt it for a second. Yeah, so that's been troubling me. I've been working a lot, of course. Until this podcast starts paying for itself, I'm going to keep having a full-time job. So hopefully next month I can quit my job and we can just do this full-time. Right? Is that a good plan?
Yeah, that'll happen.
I like that idea. No, so that's been happening. I've been fixing my car. You know, actually, Justin, what I've been planning now is since my car costs me all this money, I'm going to spend all this money to fix it. Now, I think from after this month on, I want to try to start fixing everything myself. So, I start bugging you and our good buddy, Omar Essar. We should just, I don't know. I want to take apart my car, is pretty much what my plan is. So, I might bug you guys like to do that one day if we're bored.
That would be magical.
Yeah, I want
to
try.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, because I'm tired. Like, it cost me. All right, guys. I'm going to get real technical here. $966 to fix one thing. That was a week ago. I just did fix that for my. This is boring, but $900 there. A couple weeks before that, $300. So that's $1,200. Then this rack and pinion thing just happened. $1,200.
Wow.
Yeah, so...
Wow.
I make some money, but not that much money. Anyways, so that is... That's pretty much been stressing me out over the time. I didn't even drink it this week. Actually, I haven't been drinking. You know, I haven't really been drinking at all. I've been
really?
Going and drinking water. Kind of weak, but... Oh, well. Anyways, so that's my week. Justin, how have you been doing? How have you been?
I've been all right. Been looking for a new house.
Whoa.
It's the highlight of my week.
That's some big stuff.
Yeah. I think we're going to sell our house now. And then look for a house as soon as possible.
Wait, so are you going to, like, move in with the parents or something?
No. Well, no.
Save some money?
We're going to, because selling our house is not going to be the problem. It's going to sell super fast. It's finding a house that we can move into is going to be the long and hard part. So there's a good chance our house would sell, like, long before we actually find a house. So in that event, we'll have to go...
An apartment?
An apartment or our parents or whatever. But I really don't want to do that. I don't want to do that at all. I just want to go from here to the new house and be done with it. I don't want to move three times. I just want to... get it over with.
You know, my parents did that. They moved back in with their parents. And this was long before they were 25. Or long after, sorry. So, you'd save money and you wouldn't have to pay any rent.
That's true, but it's just such a hassle.
Yeah. That's,
it's almost not worth it. I would much prefer... Well, I mean, we'll see how it works out. But the timing, I don't know. It's going to be tricky to time our house, selling our house, and... rolling over into our new house at the same time. So that's what we're shooting for.
You had to buy like a storage box place and stuff. And
yeah, I'm gonna have to do that probably either way.
I hate moving. You know what that means? I'm gonna have to help you move. God damn it! That's the worst.
Yes, you will.
Person in the world right now. That's cool. I like that. I didn't even know that.
Yeah, we kind of just we were talking about it for a while and then. Like, yeah, maybe we'll see. And then we met with a realtor yesterday to see what we could get for our house that we have now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's right in line with what we need to buy a new house. So
one story or two?
Why not? Either one. I don't know. Depends on the house.
Where? What do you think?
Still on the East Valley.
Damn it. Come on.
I'm not moving to Tempe. Fuck Tempe.
You guys.
Tempe's old and shitty.
There's some good places out there, though.
There are, but...
Anyways. I don't care about your stupid, stupid house looking now. Oh, no. Alright. That's cool. What else? What else have you been doing?
That's it. That's the highlight of my week.
There was something I wanted to say, but I don't remember now, so...
Oh, I started the... that wasn't it. I started the... Burping. At Old Chicago here, a local watering hole, there's a new mini beer tour that started that has been following in with the Olympics. So they have a list of 8 beers that you have to finish in a couple weeks.
Uh-huh.
And you get a free t-shirt after it.
Oh, this t-shirt thing. I need to start getting on this.
So I did the last one for summer and it was like a baseball t-shirt. It was a pretty cool t-shirt. I got that one. Now a new one started, and it's the Olympic t-shirt. It has a glass of beer on it with 8 gold medals around it. A gold medal for each beer that you finish. I'm like, why would I not do that?
That sounds like a good idea. So pretty much, he's an alcoculic. So
yeah, pretty much.
Letting everybody know that.
My name is Justin. I'm an alcoholic.
That's your host right there. He's the one you're going to be relying on for all the information for years to come.
I drink for t-shirts.
If you offer him a t-shirt, he'd be like,
I'll do anything for a t-shirt.
What am I supposed to drink? Is it just for free, or do I drink something? Yeah, every time.
At least I have goals when I drink.
That's true. I have no goals when I drink.
Exactly. It's not just a mindless drink.
Actually, I do. My goal is to not get too drunk.
How often do you succeed in that goal?
I am very good at that job.
I'm not.
No?
Well, lately I am. But I used to not be good at that.
It depends on who you're drinking with is really the determination and how you can handle them. You know, if they buy you drinks, I'm going to get drunk. If people start buying me drink, it's over. I'm just... Alan, I just bought you a shot. You're going to take another one. I'm like, oh, guys, come on. All right. Gotta have to drink this. It's free. There's nothing you can do. That's how you get drunk. That's how I get drunk, at least. That's how I've seen you get drunk.
Yeah, a lot.
Okay, are we ready to be real?
Yes. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Do those things. All right.
Let's go.
You go.
All right. So, on our agenda today, I think we got a little quick look at the Nexus 7.
Actually, ding, 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 ding. Breaking news. I used the Nexus 7.
What?
Yeah. So, friend of mine, she got a Nexus 7, and I don't know why she did. She's not very tech savvy, but she did. And then,
that I was like, bitch.
Let me, what?
That bitch.
I know. Ugh. But yeah, see, I got the, she got it. I was like, well, she originally got something called a Kairos. It has Jelly Bean on it. It's an Android tablet, but it doesn't have the Android market or any of the Android apps.
Okay, so then why would you buy it?
It's not a real Android. It's a tablet. Yeah. Anyways, I guess it was a birthday present. I was like, she tried to ask me what to do with it or how to work it. I was like, wait, you don't have any of the, you don't have Gmail, you don't have Google Play or that. You don't have the Marketplace, whatever it's called now.
Play.
Okay, so that. And then I'm still used to, like, I just got back in, I started looking at Android again. This is the first time in, 5 months since I've used my phone. Even in Jelly Bean and all that stuff all came out, and Ice Cream Sandwich. And even the Ice Cream Sandwich came out last year. Anyway, so I used it. It is some slick shit. I'm not going to lie. It is awesome. Like, Justin, if you get a chance. So we used it. There is that quick look from Tested. But tested.com, but plug, I guess. I don't know. Anyways, that's
free t-shirts, guys. Send us free t-shirts.
T-shirts, Tested, please. Yeah, so I used it. It's quick. It's fast. The screen, I believe it's a high-def screen, or 720p. Not anything crazy, but it is. Let's see.
Why is it so much better?
It's more the speed and the smoothness of overall right now. What I'm saying is more just Android in general. Since I haven't used it since through a 2.2, whatever.
Oh, okay.
Since I haven't used it really since 2.2, you'd see it's pretty much Ice Cream Sandwich, but just a little bit more improved. At least the little things I've heard about it. I didn't really notice too much. It's smoother. All the hitching is gone now, which we've already mentioned with your Nexus phone.
Uh-huh.
But the Nexus 7 tablet, the battery life is not too bad. It's okay. It's not the best. I heard it's mediocre. She was already complaining about it, but I don't know her reference point. So she just didn't like that it was that low. But it worked fine. I was there for like an hour or two. 2 hours, I think, and just messing with it on and off. The marketplace is a lot better now, but I'm pretty much just saying things that have already been that way. Everything else, like, I don't know. Everything that I've used of an iPad, it's pretty much the weight is the big deal. Perfect weight with one hand. It might be a little bit heavy, but it's lighter than an iPad, which means you can hold it. The screen is really nice. The viewing angles are good. Just a lot of the small improvements that annoyed me about Android, at least with the UI itself, is just so much better. Which I'd imagine it's like on your phone, so...
So you're ready to jump back onto the Android dick?
I was thinking about it, but I still have some quips as where she was... since it's a tablet, all the apps we tried looking up for Bejeweled, or Bejeweled Blitz, or whatever app, because she was playing a Bejeweled clone. I was like, why don't you just pick up Bejeweled and type it in the marketplace? There was no Bejeweled there. I was like, wait, it's on the phones, I'm pretty sure.
Huh.
But it wasn't there. So that means, since it's a tablet, they must have not converted it over yet. I'm imagining, I guess.
In due time.
Yeah, so there's a lot of little app things like that. There's some apps that are on iOS that just aren't there yet. There's a weird conundrum with the apps being so...
The same thing happened with the iPad when it first came out.
Yeah, that's true. But it's more on, even with, if it was just Android. I went away from the mic. But yeah, Android, I'm liking it. It's where it should have been last year. That's my problem. And now, I think I'm going to wait another year, I guess. Might as well. I'm already on. But I'm happy that they're fucking finally, like, the things that I wanted it to do, at least with just the UI. There's other things that still kind of bug me, but they're getting better. The mail app is great. Probably even better than Apple's, or than iPhone's, or iOS, I guess, I should say. The app, drawer is a lot better. Everything moves I just love the way everything moves. It just doesn't hitch up like it used to at all, which is great. That was a big thing for me. And then, her internet sucked, so everything downloading was pretty bad, but it ran everything. She had all her little apps on. She kept deleting the stuff. She hates having stuff running in the background, but it's really slick and cool. And I don't know. I think you should check it out and be ready for next year's. It doesn't have a back-facing camera. It has a front-facing one that you really can't use as a picture thing, only for, like, profile photos and stuff.
Oh, okay.
So there's no camera.
It's like a 1.3.
Yeah, in the front, probably. Some generic, crappy one, but good enough to do whatever it needs to do. But there's nothing on the back side, which I don't really care. But I was using it, and this is what came across, and it reminded of you and how we talked about the other week about why do I need a tablet. I was just like, I don't know.
Exactly.
I don't know why I would use this thing. I could see where I would use it if I had one, and for $200, I don't really see the problem necessarily. I have things that are $200 that I didn't necessarily. I bought an extra monitor. I have two monitors. But it's really useful. I could see the reason for having two monitors and then having a tablet.
Yeah, two monitors is not in the same ballpark as having a tablet. I want to have three.
I guess, but it just there's some benefit. I think. I don't know. Using it for that hour that I used it, and then she kept messing with it, and I just showed her stuff. It was not really apparent. But people have tablets, and they enjoy them. And maybe if I knew I wasn't getting a laptop next year, if I knew I didn't need to use the programs like such as this one that I'm using now to record this, I'm going to be using programs like that on my laptop and stuff like that.
So, yeah. See, I can see a tablet taking the place of a laptop very
for
easily.
Some people. For some
but
people.
If you already have a laptop, I would say most people have a laptop.
I don't know.
Over a desktop now.
Well, are you talking about normal people like...
Like, the average person, I would say, has a laptop over a desktop. Do you think that's true?
I don't know. I think that's true. My basis is just our parents are the... There's only 90% of people that have... Or, sorry. 90% of the population does not have a smartphone. Well, it might be a little bit bigger than that now, but... so it's like 15% of people have smartphones. There's still a huge market for smartphone buyers. Huh. And those are the people that aren't techie. They might have laptops, though. So that, I don't know. Maybe? Are laptops cheaper? I don't know what people have anymore. I have no idea. But sure, we'll go with that premise.
I would say if you have a laptop, then you have no need for a tablet. But if you don't have a laptop, then I would say a tablet is more useful than a laptop.
What if your laptop's not good? That's the thing. I think only in the last 2 years that laptops have gotten small enough, thin enough, and mobile enough to be and powerful enough for a price. Well, they're pretty expensive. Like, Ultrabooks is pretty much what... I don't know. For me, see, it's hard for me to displace myself and say what a normal person would want. I think they would enjoy a tablet a lot more. Like, I'd get my dad a tablet... And then a desktop. And he
yeah,
just has
I think that's a good combination.
But for me, I need to have a laptop.
That's what I have. I have a tablet and a desktop.
Yeah, but...
Fuck a laptop.
I think you should get a laptop. The new Ultrabooks are looking nice, especially
those things. I'm still interested in the Google Chromebook. That still interests me. I don't know why. It's come a long way since it launched.
There's been crazy amounts
of updates for it, and it still looks intriguing.
Have you seen, is there new models that are faster? Because that thing is too slow.
It's not too slow.
It's too slow.
It's pretty quick.
No, it is generally, but I don't know. There's things that, I don't know. I see Omar's, and I'm just like, this thing can't handle everything I would throw at it. Like, everything that I would normally throw at my desktop.
Well, no, it's not made to.
I know, but I use a lot of tabs and HD video everywhere. And if I have too many HD video things open and if it slows down, that's the little things that bug me, I guess. I mean, I'm interested in too, so I'm just being a negative Nancy.
I do think it's still overpriced.
What, is it still 500?
It's still, yeah, five. But after everything, you're looking to pay about $600 for the 3G version.
See, if you look at the Chrome, the Nexus 7, it's got Chrome, the real one, and all that. The browser itself is Chrome, all the tab browsing. I had like 15 tabs up there. That thing was working like awesome. And then I just go in between them. It's pretty sick. Like, in the slowdown, I didn't really watch too much. Her internet was bad, so it was hard for me to check the high def video. But I was able to open up a whole bunch of tabs. It's pretty much Omar's Chromebook and that little tiny thing, which was pretty cool overall. Typing on it and stuff is normal, but not anything amazing. I'm not writing novels on that thing or papers.
Well, no, the Chromebook now has a full version of the Microsoft Office suites.
Oh, it doesn't now? I don't know. I haven't messed with it, but
so it's not just Google Drive documents anymore. It's actually full blown versions of Word and PowerPoint, and Excel, and everything.
I don't know. I plan to spend on my laptop is going to be like $1,000. But that won't be till next year. And that's I need it to be an Ultrabook, at least. Or that's what the MacBook Airs are. I'm getting a MacBook Air, okay? But they're pretty much, that's what, a MacBook Air is equivalent to the Ultrabook, and the Ultrabook is actually equivalent to the MacBook Air. Anyways, so that's what I'm going to get. They're dual and quad cores with 4 to 8 gigs of memory and stuff like that.
Not enough.
Well, it depends on if you're breaking down a lot of video and stuff. I'll probably end up 8, but there's all of them, all Ultrabooks and as well as the MacBook Air, including that in the Ultrabook thing now. But they have all SSDs in them. 256 seems to be coming the standard next year. I'm pretty sure that's just the standard. So maybe I'll try to go for a 512, but that might be too expensive. We'll see. But yeah, it's another thing, SSDs, which is what pretty much tablets and phones are starting to have now.
Starting to get a lot cheaper.
Yep. So that's boring.
I would like to have an SSD eventually, but I think it would be in my next computer. I'm not going to put it in this one.
Yeah, I'm going to hold off. Well, yeah. And I was thinking about video cards when we were talking about it with the 660 Ti being. Did you get that?
I saw that link.
That might be cheap enough to where you can just upgrade in like a year and a half or something.
Yeah.
I don't know what you want to do, but it will run every. It's way better than my 560 Ti, which is awesome. It's as good as a 580.
Wow.
Or a little bit better than a 580 and all the specs that it was showing. But we'll wait for more reviews and stuff like that. Sorry, we're jumping all around. The Nexus 7 is pretty cool. If you were looking for a tablet, and especially on the cheap side, it's only $200. Just came out. Still some apps need to be released for it. From what I saw, the market was lacking. It had like Dodge Catcher. A lot of stuff has just been upconverted, but if you game, which I don't game on my phone.
No.
Or my tablet.
No.
Yeah, we're not the market to target demographic for mobile gaming, but I'd like to try. I'm trying to get into them, but the games I bought are actually real games. I just haven't had time to play with them. I'd rather just play on my TV or if I had a laptop, whatever.
Yeah, Nexus the only 7, games I can find that I actually play on my phone are like tower defense type games that are actually pretty good on a phone platform, but anything else, I don't know. I haven't really had any good luck with.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just not appealing to me. Or I just don't have time to. I'm not a person that. I don't know. I haven't played Angry Birds in a long time, so. Or Words with Friends, or all that crap. Gaming, most social stuff, and just. Whatever. Nexus 7, I'd recommend it. If you're looking for a tablet, grab that thing. If you're wondering why to buy a tablet, I don't know yet. I'm searching for that. So that's going to be my ongoing quest is after we brought that up, I'm like,
I need a solid reason. a really solid reason.
I haven't found it yet. I muted myself. There's not. I don't think there will be. I think this is going. This is already eating into laptop sales. Hence the rise of ultrabooks. Is that? That's why they're $1,000. They're a whole other price point now, and tablets are taking the Chrome right now. Is pretty much that market of that $500 price point, even though it's a little bit more than that, or with taxes and all that. But Chrome tried to take place of the notebooks. I guess is what they were called back then.
Yeah.
And then that price point is now being overtaken by tablets. You might as well just get a tablet. But as a student, I'll need it there for school too. That's why I need something small, thin, and portable. But also I can type on it. Which the Windows 8 tablet looks incredible. Or not incredible, but looks viable.
Yeah. That's the tablet I'm most interested in.
We'll see. I don't know how Windows 8 is going to be. I'm hearing some things.
I've been hearing some bad things gaming-wise.
Yeah, if they screw up on, I don't know why they came up with this right now. They should have waited a little bit more, or something. Even though I guess it's been, 4 years? Maybe more than that, since 7 came out?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been a while. So maybe it's just, 7's just so good. I don't know why they're gonna mess with that. It's almost like the next XP. Anyway, yeah, so, I don't know. Should be, Nexus 7 is recommended, though. I know, I've already said that already. Should we jump on to something else, or what?
So you finally beat Bioshock, huh?
And you finally started Bioshock.
I did. I'm about, I'd say about 2 hours in.
Yeah, we should start with you, because I don't know. Let me know. Like, talk about it. There might be some spoilers in here, but this is a 5-year-old game, so sorry. But yeah, you talk, and then I'll kind of give my things without giving spoilers, because I need to know how far you are, so then I can at least...
So the I started the game, and so far, it opened up beautifully. It's a beautiful-looking game for a 5-year-old game on the PC anyway.
Yeah, it is.
And I really like it. I'm not cheating whatsoever. But after about 2 hours, I'm like, I really want to cheat. I'm at the
you
point
don't
where
have
I just...
To.
I'm tired. I just want to electrocute everybody, and I don't want to worry about running out. So
yeah,
that's all I want to do is just zap people, and then club them over the head. It's so satisfying. So
with the wrench. Yeah. So did you cheat or what?
I'm gonna start. Yeah, I'm gonna start putting a trainer on it.
Yeah, it was the game was I was cheating, and the game was still freaking long. Like I think it took me what maybe 6 hours. Maybe 6 hours. The last time I played, then when I did beat it, I played it the night before for like 4 hours. I think 4 hours, maybe three. Then the last night I played it for another, I think I played till four, and I started at like one, so another three there. And then I played, before the podcast and stuff, of last week's podcast, we played at least another four, maybe three. So that's a good 9 hours. And I cheated the whole time. So the game, I guess I assumed right. I remember hearing 12 back in the day, but here it gets easy as you get further along, but your stuff is limited still. If you end up cheating and you don't like use just console codes or a trainer, there is a part that will cause you can't get past without,
Turning off
and then getting the item and then drinking the second item and then turning it back on. There is one part. I'll have to tell you that later because I'm pretty sure you're not that far. But I'll tell you that you'll have to drink some. I'll tell you the name of it. Anyways.
So I'm kind of stuck at the part. I don't know. Maybe I'm just stupid and overlooking something. But I'm stuck at this part where I just crossed this underwater bridge thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to clear this debris out of this pathway, and I have no idea how to do it. Do you remember that part?
It's can you just jump
right
at
the beginning,
pathway?
Almost.
Oh, at the very. I don't know what you're talking about now.
I'm chasing this surgeon down. I'm looking for this doctor.
Uh huh.
And he runs behind this thing, and like this thing crashes, and it covers this this hallway, and I have to clear the debris, and I don't know how to do that.
I think you need. to find a power. Have you gotten any psychic power?
No. Telekinesis. It came up. I have to find the telekinesis power as part of that. And
it's
I don't know where it is.
It's in a room. And usually you can hold the right D-pad button, and that will give you a hint. It doesn't give you any hints that...
Oh, I didn't do that.
Thing. Yeah, there's a hint thing that really helps. Took me a while. I actually had to look up one thing. Actually, no, I didn't. I think I figured it out every time. Especially being invincible, I just ran around and shooting around with my grenade launchers and stuff. But yeah, you're going to need the telekinesis, at least from what I remember. If I'm remembering correctly, it's hard to remember everything. There's so much that game is awesome. I'm not going to lie. I beat it and I was like, whoa, it's so good. Like, I'm all totally in this 50s, like, I want to make posters of the posters that are in there everywhere.
Yeah.
They're really cool. I wanted to try to make a Cluttered Minds one, but I couldn't think of how to do it. I don't know the style enough. But that game is intense, and, or at least the story. Try to read every audio, or listen to every audiobook you can, because it does start feeding into everybody that you meet and everybody that, yeah, you should listen to those audiobooks.
I've been doing that.
We'll probably do a spoiler cast about it next week, or whenever you end up beating it. It'll probably take you maybe 2 weeks. Who knows?
Probably about 2 weeks.
So you like it so far?
Yeah, it's really cool. I like it a lot. I have not had the problems you've had with it yet, but it has not crashed on me yet. But.
Yeah, it's probably my trainer. I'm not going to lie. So cheating might... Oh, I figured out how to... I'll tell you how to use it off air, but... I've heard of crashing things after you looked up when mine started crashing. A couple people have the problems. It stopped after I figured everything out. It really didn't affect me anymore. So it probably was more the trainer. So the last two sessions I had, I didn't have any problems.
Oh, that's good.
It's a good game. I want to play the second one, but I'm going to take a break. All right. You're still planning on ME3, right?
Yep, still ME3.
I put it in my Xbox.
Once this is complete.
I'll see. I put it in my Xbox. So.
Let's start. It's in there.
It's insane.
Yeah!
I literally did it like 3 days ago. I was like, alright, I'm going to start this thing. And I opened the box. I was like, oh, my disc's not in there. And then I was like, oh, it's in my Xbox already. I was like, man, I was ahead of the game. I didn't play it. I haven't touched it. I think I started playing, I only touched, I should say. I touched Sniper Elite V2, which is pretty cool, I'm not going to lie. Picked it up for $15.
Now, how much of that game is actually sniping, and how much is it actually doing other stuff?
I only played like the first level, and it was all sniping pretty much. Well, you do have to run away. So, it's pretty much what the quick look of the Giant Bomb did, but they did the training, so I went through that. Then you get to a point where you start sniping people, and you snipe all of them, and then you have to walk away, and then pull out, you have a pistol or a Thompson, and you go through, you could snipe these guys, but the pistol's silent, so I think half the level was sniping, and another half is escaping. I haven't gotten that far and really didn't know. I imagine it's probably going to be like that.
Is this game controller enabled?
Yes.
Ooh, yes, I like
it. That's why I had to check before I loaded it up. I was like, is it controller enabled? I think it was right after I beat Bioshock as well. I was just like, let's try it out.
Is it a good controller game, or is it kind of last minute they threw it in there?
Seems like it works fine. I don't notice any. It seems, I don't know, it's all, then there's prompts and everything all in the controller, all in the Xbox controller stuff, A, B, and all that, so. They planned on that. I don't know. Maybe it might come out on consoles eventually. But the game looks really good. And it starts to tax my system if I go too high on the settings. So that's pretty cool. But it's a newer game, so that makes sense. I touched that. I also touched... what is it called? I was thinking about doing Batman, which I saw this week for finally. And then... What was it? Just Cause 2, I started looking into the multiplayer thing, but I think that's a limited when I talked about it. Through text. There's another game, I don't remember now. But I just touched these games But Sniper Elite's pretty cool. Alan Wake, I haven't booted up. Oh, I booted up Bulletproof or Bullet Storm.
Bullet Storm.
But I didn't play it. I got to the main screen again and just turned it off. I'll cheat through that too. We'll see. But
yeah, you'd have to.
My friend just started playing Mass Effect 2. He's like, this game's going to kill me because he keeps staying up super late. I was like, I need to play this game because I remember when I used to be like that. I loved Mass Effect. And we were talking about it and all the science stuff. And I was like, I need to play it. But yeah, I'm excited to start that up. Hopefully we can get on that. All right.
Cool. Well, cool.
I think.
I'm looking forward to it.
No. I hate it. I hate Mass Effect. I actually hate it. You didn't know that about me. There's a lot of things you don't know about me. Yeah.
All right. Well, in other news, Microsoft released a new Outlook email client.
Aww.
This week.
Mm-mm.
Yep, it happened.
Outlook. Come on. Who uses that? Who uses Outlook?
Who are you fooling?
Yeah, Outlook.com, huh?
Which is weird, because it was kind of confusing at first, because they already have the Outlook
client, or
Microsoft Office client.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, why would you... anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know why the change, but...
Well...
They did it, so...
Everybody uses Webmail now. And it was old. Hotmail was old, which was their Microsoft side of their Webmail client. And then Outlook, the Outlook program was tedious. I hate using it. I don't know if you have to use it for work or anything.
I have to use it for work.
Yeah. I mean, you can make it easy if you learn it and take the time. And I just rather use Webmail, Gmail, or Yahoo, or whatever everybody uses, which is Gmail probably. But I don't know. What do you think of it?
It's nice. It's clean. It's simple. So
like
it's,
the Metro it's style. Good.
It's
Metro
fine. Style. I made a couple accounts just because.
Mm-hmm.
But
sorry, I was drinking water. But yeah, I tried to get Alan at Outlook.com.
Didn't happen.
Nope. People pick up the names, but I'm gonna wait for that next email client to come out and jump them right on it.
They had 6 million signups, or I'm sorry, 1 million signups in the first 6 hours it launched. They had 1 million people sign up.
Oh, no wonder I didn't get it. Damn it. So I gotta be quick.
That's crazy fast.
It's cool, but I'm invested in Gmail as a lot of people. But it's nice to have just in case I met. Because I used to use Yahoo, and then Google came out. Or Google was out for like years.
Yeah.
Gmail, like 3 years, I think, before 4 years. I don't remember when I jumped on. But then I jumped on before I bought my Android phone. And, or I jumped on before that, but yeah. And then I started using it as my main mail, and now it's just everything's there. Might as well use it, but who knows? I might jump over to Outlook in 5 years.
We'll see what they do with it.
Yeah, it's cool. If you're still on Hotmail, you should. Well, actually, if you're on Hotmail, you get transferred over.
Yeah, you already have an Outlook account, so you're welcome.
Oh, you're welcome because I created Outlook. You didn't know that.
Huh.
That'd be awesome, huh?
You would be very rich.
Yeah, I'd probably be a little rich. A little richy. Wait, no. I wouldn't be him, but I'd be rich.
You'd be on his level.
Yeah, I'd be... Exactly. I think that's how they classify that richness is...
Little richy.
You got little richy status? Yeah. You know, I made Outlook. It's cool. I don't know. I mean, hopefully... I don't know. Everybody has an email client. They were a little late. They should have created this years ago. Just personally. Microsoft always late. They keep doing this. It's the reason why they're falling
off. They had Hotmail for so long.
Hotmail, ugh. That's like old people mail. Why do you have an Hotmail?
I don't have a Hotmail.
I thought you said you had one.
Never had one. Well, I did. I have a Windows Live account, so I technically have a Hotmail. But I never used it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you know, my Xbox name and stuff, I got my name, Atronarch, at Outlook. And it pisses me off that my Xbox Live is connected to my old email.
Yeah, it's really annoying.
And there's a way to change it, but you have to go through all these hoops and talk to customer services. It's been years. That's how much I don't want to do it. I've literally not changed it in years. I changed my email that they contact me with. Like, they'll send me Xbox Live news.
Yeah.
That stupid, annoying stuff that I really don't care about. But they send it to me on my Gmail now. But, I hate Xbox Live's,
setup.
Information keeping or something. Yeah.
It's very archaic.
Seriously, they need to, with this Outlook stuff, I was like, oh, maybe I'll be able to transfer, I don't mind making it my Atronarch email on Outlook. I don't mind doing that. That sounds fine. But no, it's still locked to my Yahoo mail I made 7-8 years ago. Or whenever I joined Xbox Live. It's at least 7. It's going on 8 years I've been on Xbox Live. And I was on a year extra because I've joined before you guys. But I stopped for a year, so I guess it evens out. But yeah, let's complain. Let's go to Xbox and be like, yo, Gates, bitch.
I hope they have, I'm curious as to what the next system, when that launches, and then you owe me a steak dinner next Christmas. I'm curious as to what, if it's just going to carry over again like it did with the Xbox, or if you have to reset. I hope you can just reset.
What do you mean reset?
Press the reset button, make a new account. I might just abandon my account and create a new one, just so I don't have to deal with changing it.
Maybe, but I like my...
Because I don't care.
Well, I think you should have another name. I think you should have. Because you've been saying, at least a long time ago, you were like, I want to make my name. I wanted to make my name this, but it was already taken. So
yeah.
So you ended up with this. And I was like, that means one day you're going to have to change your name. So I don't think it's going to reset. Everybody's just going to transfer over.
I know, but I don't want to. Cater to me, Microsoft. Cater to me. It's all about me.
You know what? Then that's what's going to happen.
Exactly. I'm just going to write a strongly worded letter to Bill Gates. Wait, no. He's not even involved in the company anymore. Fuck him.
Ballmer, I think.
Ballmer, yes. I'm going to write a strongly worded letter to Ballmer and Cliffy B, because he seems to have some pull. So, yeah. Why not?
You gotta use that UE, that Unreal Engine influence in there.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah. Cliff, gotta start somewhere.
I think he actually goes by Cliff Bleszinski.
I know.
But like, he used to go as Cliffy B.
Yeah.
My name is ABR Robbins. I can't make my name like that. Alan E. B. R. Ugh.
Ali R.
That doesn't work out, but I don't know. I hate it. So everybody out there, all the masses of 5 people,
sign my petition.
I'll have it up next week on, I don't know, Facebook. I hate Facebook. Oh my god, I hate that site and its app. It's
app is the worst thing ever.
So bad on every device. It does not matter. Whatever. This stupid website is ridiculous. You know how many information you're getting from the real time updates to the regular updates to the stuff on the side that's not all the way shown all the time with all the. Because if you hit the stupid apps, I guess everything you've ever used on that thing and timeline stuff. Has your Switch to the new one yet?
Yeah, it did it without even me doing anything.
It always does.
Fuck you. I didn't want that.
Everybody, I mean, that's how they always do it, but I hate Facebook. You should, Twitter, and, I have a blog. Oh, we have our website, too. It's kind of like blog-like. Oh, so, so I've been messing with the website. You looked at it, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not too much change, but. I want to mess with our logo. I started drawing the other night, trying to see if I can create a base and mess with it in Photoshop. And then I want to make our own pages where we can, like, I don't know what we're going to do. I plan on maybe writing like reviews of stuff I play or buy.
Okay.
But I'll have a page for you to just put whatever you want. Just pretty much a blog. And just bash shit.
There we go.
Yeah, it'll just have videos of you breaking everything. Anything you want.
I like that. I really like that.
I wish we created Will It Blend. That would be awesome.
That would be so fun. We'd waste a lot of money. But
we need to get with those guys. No, but they make a lot of money. You know how many people watch that stuff?
That's true.
Will It Blend? Boom. Million bucks. I want to know the thing that doesn't blend. A rock? Is that what it is? Is that... Too bad rocks aren't new. I have created rock. Will it blend? No. Everything's going to blend. That's the catch. That's the weird thing. Everybody still watches that stupid thing, even though they know it's going to blend. They just want to see it get destroyed. I kind of want to destroy the stuff I own. I'm not going to lie. I would put my Xbox in a blender if I could. Will it blend?
Big blender.
Will it blend? Yes. Throw it in there. Actually, we should make our own site called We Know It Will Break. We're breaking it. .com.
Will it explode?
.com.
Put it in a microwave.
Oh man. These are some great ideas. Dangerous great ideas.
We should put stuff in microwaves.
We can buy cheap microwaves. How cheap is a microwave?
We could get a cheap one for like $50.
Think so?
Yeah, easy.
Cheap microwave. You know what?
Go to a yard sale, get it even cheaper.
We should become like, what is it called? The people that go in the storage units. Storage wars.
Yeah.
But garage sale wars.
I think there's already, is there one called yard sale or something?
God damn it.
I don't know. It's possible, but I don't know for sure if that's a real show.
I imagine they made it because there's a microwave for $50. I just checked. Fact checked. $50 ain't too bad. Actually, the microwave wouldn't break. It would be the item, right?
Yeah. We could just go out to the desert, bring a generator, plug it in.
Film it.
See what happens.
That'd be boring. Then we'd just be sitting there for like 10 minutes, and we'd have to like accelerate the... No, that
wouldn't
work. Blending?
We could speed up the playback.
Blending's the perfect item, though. Like, that's instant gratification.
We can do Will It Melt, put it over a fire.
Will it melt? Then some stuff is going to take a long time.
That's okay.
How about will it smash? No, that's not a good word. We just run stuff over? No, that's dangerous. We pop our tires all the time. Bam! Oh, fuck! this is not a good time.
Is it bulletproof?
Just
shoot stuff. Oh, is it bulletproof?
Maybe that, sure. But
that would be fun.
I don't know if that catch on. We need to be fresh, though. Damn, I really wish we made Will It Blend. Why did we not? We were probably... That's been around for a long time. Remember when we smashed a laptop?
Yeah.
As a game show. You guys should try to find that video. If you could find that video of us in high school. Was it in high school?
Yeah.
Yep, we smashed my $2,000 laptop. That was... Anyways. I don't know. Any more subjects? We've already gone off on tangents.
I think that'll do it.
Yeah, it's a little bit short today. Actually, not really. We're like 10 minutes. It's pretty much normal. I guess, how do you want to end it, Justin?
Putting me on the spot here.
I don't know. I just kind of feel it. I do have an announcement. My announcement is tune in next week.
That's your announcement?
Yeah.
You
hey, we're
headlines?
Doing a podcast next week.
Sunday?
Oh, we might have an extra person.
Oh, that's true. That's
next
new
week.
News.
We've been talking to a buddy of mine, and have you talked to him literally, right? When you guys went to the gym or something? Or
I literally talked to him. Yes.
Okay, that's good.
In the person.
Did you guys
in first person? I talked to him.
What you guys talk about? I mean, the podcast specifically.
About what kind of mic he has.
Okay.
I don't remember what he said. It's Logitech something, so I don't know.
Oh, did he end up buying? Oh, I should ask. You know, I should really communicate a little bit better. I was like, did he buy it? You
I don't
tell
know.
Me.
He was talking about it, but I don't know if he bought it or if he already had it or I don't know what happened there.
Yeah, I told him our setup is a mic and then headphones. So I don't want you to spend whatever amount of money that we, I don't even want to, like, what, you spent 60? So I don't want him to spend 60. I was like, just buy a crappy ass mic and then, have some headphones and separately do that so that we don't have a bleed over. We have at least a decent sound. Cause Jared, when he did his thing, it sounded fine, right?
Yeah, that sounded okay.
And then if he's on it consistently, I said, I don't know how busy you are. But yeah, anyways. So we might have a third, which would really, spice things up.
Broaden our horizons.
Tickle your fancy.
There you go. That's a good way to end it.
That's a good way to tickle it. That sounds sexual.
Yeah. Feathers. Always have feathers.
Hmm. Yes. And on my balls?
By the bed.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. We'll just stick with that.
All right.
Sign us out.
Fuck you later.
Oh, fuck.